WDOT Port Washington, and you're on the dot. Welcome to our newscast for today, March 14th. First, we'll be starting with JoJo with the world news.
Howie, there are at least 100 dead. That cause of death came from Cyclone Freddy. Cause a state of disaster countrywide has been described as a very rare storm by the WMO. Russia used an array of high-tech weapons to attack the capital of Ukraine, which is Kiev. Currently, Ukraine has no way of a counterattack. Multiple people have been killed and injured with a combined total of 31, with 11 casualties. Iran and Saudi Arabia reached a deal made by China to end wars and attacks against each other. Both capitals plan to reopen their respective countries' embassies in their countries. This was caused a very diplomatic win by China. Not a U.S. news with Henry.
On March 10th, the Silicon Valley Bank in California collapsed, causing the largest bank failure since 2008. As this bank grew to be the 16th largest bank in America, the Silicon Valley Bank invested their funds in long-term bonds when the interest rate was near zero. At the time, it seemed like a good idea for SVB to pursue. However, when these interest rates rose, the long-term bond prices fell, ruining their investments. The Silicon Valley Bank reported that they had suffered a $1 billion after-tax loss. The market reacted and Silicon Valley Bank ended up losing a total of $160 billion in the span of 24 hours. As their stocks fell, depositors were quick to try and withdraw their money from the bank. Silicon Valley Bank did not have the cash to prevent their customers from withdrawing. The FDIC, or Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, took over the Silicon Valley Bank on Friday to get depositors access to their money, so hopefully this catastrophe can be resolved. And now with local news, we have Gianni.
In local news today, in East Meadow yesterday, 10 people have been sent to a hospital due to a carbon monoxide leak. According to the local fire officials, a call was received at 9 p.m. to a house at Buchanan Road. There were 11 people there, the youngest being 3 weeks old and the oldest being 40 years old. 10 were sent to the hospital while one refused medical attention. The source is yet to be known. In Patchogue, the police have made an arrest following a hit-and-run. Officials say a 25-year-old man named Nicholas Puzio was crossing the street when he was hit by a white sedan, piloted by 19-year-old Elian Huardo Zavala, and then once more by a gray Nissan Armada. Elian will be facing a judge today following the incident, while people still search for the other driver. Back in East Meadow, the assistant superintendent of the school has been reassigned following the discovery of an online video where he made controversial claims about the, quote, covert teaching of diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote. He is also accused of weeding out certain candidates for jobs. The school board has started an investigation, and he will no longer be working at Eddy District Building. Now with JoJo with the sports news.
Knicks had a great win against the Lakers. The win was greatly assisted by Julius Randle dropping 33 points and RJ Barrett dropping 30 points. It was a close game through and through, but the Knicks pulled away to close out later in the game in the fourth quarter. March is here, which means March Madness is inbound. DraftKings has the Houston Cougars at the best odds at plus 500. Houston is among the various number one seeds, accompanied by Alabama. Also, many people believe in underdogs Kansas and the Kansas Jayhawks, also the former champions, who's ranked lower than they thought they would be, with plus 1,000 odds. Who do you guys think will cut the nets this year? Now the entertainment is Henry.
This past Sunday was the 95th Academy Awards, being the 2023 Oscars. The highlight of this awards ceremony was the sci-fi film Everything Everywhere All at Once, in which the picture and its cast won 7 different awards, including Best Actress by Michelle Yeoh, who was the first Asian actress ever to win the award, Best Supporting Actress in Jamie Lee Curtis, Best Supporting Actor in Ki Huy Khan, Best Screenplay, Best Editing, Best Directors in Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, and Best Picture, which is the best movie of 2023. This movie had a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes and was the clear-cut favorite to win all of these awards. Now with weather, we have Gianni.
Today in Port Washington is 34 degrees Fahrenheit with rain and snow showers all up to 7 p.m. and wind speeds from 22 miles per hour up to 30 miles per hour. New York State has issued a gale warning for winds up to 30 knots and gusts up to 35 knots. And it stated that, quote, strong winds will cause hazardous seas which could capsize or damage vessels and reduce visibility. The affected area for this warning includes Long Island Sound, New York Harbor, Peconic and Gardner Bays, and South Shore Bays from Jones Inlet up to Shinnecock Bay. That's it for your local forecast today and for your WDOT port newscast.